From WTJU 91.1 FM, this is Charlottesville Classical. I'm Rebecca Boggs. Today we talk with Nick Rupert. Nick is a distinguished major in the music program and a cellist in the Charlottesville Symphony.
Yeah, so I was actually born into a very musical family. My dad is a violist that went to Juilliard, and my mom is a cellist that went to the Eastman School of Music. I grew up listening to them practicing at home, and I'd go to their Fairfax Symphony concerts pretty frequently. And so I started playing cello at the age of four, and I've been playing for nearly 18 years now. I love it. Yeah, so I love talking about how music impacts my everyday life because I think it does in so many different ways. First off, there are so many things that I've learned from music that I think I otherwise would have never learned. For example, playing in the Charlottesville Symphony has taught me to listen to a whole bunch of different sources of input at once and react to all of that instantly. I've learned when to play out and when to support other people's sounds. Playing the cello has taught me to correct mistakes quickly, to improvise, and I think it's even helped me become a better public speaker. On top of all of that, it's a great creative outlet for me, and it really does help me relieve stress. My favorite thing about playing classical music is just being present in the moment. When I get really into whatever I'm playing, I tend to quote-unquote lose myself, and it really makes me feel one with whatever I'm playing. It makes me feel human. I'd say my favorite thing about playing at UVA is the impact that it has in the community. My favorite UVA tradition is playing in the Charlottesville Symphony's family holiday concerts, pretty much just because I love seeing all the joy that it spreads in everyone that attends. Playing that concert always gives everyone that's there a sense of hope and camaraderie, and I really do think that that's created by the music. Classical music is going to stand the test of time. There are so many great works that I think are going to be cherished until the end of time, and people really do love listening to and playing those pieces. On top of that, I think that classical music teaches us all so much about music in general. There might be other genres that are more sexy to the general public, but I think everyone would be astounded to learn how many like music artists today have classical training. Everyone from singers like John Mayer to like DJs like Zedd and Skrillex were classically trained. And the lessons they learn from that training carry over into the music that they make. I personally think classical music isn't going anywhere, even if people aren't lining up outside of the opera house like they used to. If anyone is interested in attending my distinguished major recital, it is this coming Sunday, March 3rd at 3:30 p.m. in the Old Cabell Hall Auditorium, and it is free.
Nick Rupert is a cellist in the Charlottesville Symphony. You can find out more at cvillesymphony.org. Connect with these select performances in our area. Organist Eduardo Bellotti presents Italian Influences this Friday, March 1st at 7:30 p.m. at Westminster Presbyterian Church. There will also be a pre-concert talk by organ builder John Booty at 7 p.m. This weekend will see the culmination of hard work as fourth-year undergraduate music majors give recitals as part of a distinguished major program in music. Matthew Shee will perform a flute recital on March 2nd at 3:30 p.m. Nathaniel Hara will follow him later in the evening at 8 p.m. with a percussion and composition recital. Nicholas Rupert will take the stage the following day to perform a cello recital at 3:30 p.m. All of the performances will take place in Old Cabell Hall. For more classical music events in our area, plus round-the-clock classical music radio, visit charlottesvilleclassical.org. This is WTJU Charlottesville.